You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, in our first reading from the book of Joshua, Joshua's got all the people lined up, ready to cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land. They finally made it. And after all that captivity in Egypt and all the wandering in the desert, they're about ready to take possession of the Promised Land. However, before that, Joshua says, now wait a minute, before we cross this river and get over there, I'm going to commit myself to the teachings of God. And it was kind of a way to kind of get the people to do the same, and they all said the same thing. Far be it from us to forsake the Lord. He has got us here this far, and we will now be with him, and he shall be our God as we cross the Jordan and go into the Promised Land. In other words, it was a commitment. The people said, you know what? God has got us this far. We're going to stay with him. We're going to keep in this relationship. In our second reading today, we have the great reading of the husbands and wives. The relationship, the basic relationship of the man and woman coming together out of love, out of commitment for each other. And then in that case, then the family is formed. And then, well, we have the human race and we've got the church. And even Jesus uses that analogy. And St. Paul uses that analogy as well in our second reading about the fundamental relationship of the husband and wife represents the fundamental relationship of God and his people, Jesus and the church. We got it. We see it. We know it. Then we get to the gospel reading. Many of Jesus' disciples, and that's us, who were listening said, "This is too hard. Who can accept it?" Okay. And this is the hard part. What I've just said about Joshua and the Israelites crossing over into the Promised Land, the husband and wife coming together and forming that bond, I just kind of glanced over it real nice and real pretty. But you know what? It ain't so nice and it ain't so pretty. Because, and here it is, relationships are hard work. There's no such thing as an easy relationship. A relationship requires that I share and that the other person shares. And in doing so, I give up some of my power. I kind of hand over information that can be kind of spooky. And worse yet, I have to trust the other person in which I am sharing. Now, we all know, because of great literature, that that can be messy sometimes. And it doesn't work sometimes. We know that. We know that there's bad relationships. We see it all the time. Our television is full of it. So we know. And we've all been in a relationship where we've been hurt. We know all of that. And yet, today, Jesus says, in order to follow me, to get to heaven, you have to be in relationship with each other and with me. And then Jesus comes along and says, okay, I've got something to say. And we say, okay, I like to be in relationship with you, Jesus. You look pretty good. I like your teachings until until you start to say things like, you got to forgive one another, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Then I come along and say, forget it. I don't want to be in relationship with you. It was fun for a while, but I got to know you a little bit more. And like some relationships, I'm calling this one off. This is too hard. Don't want to go down this path. But that's exactly the path we're challenged. Because here's the irritating part about Jesus. Jesus wants us in relationship, and I say, why? Why can't you just tell all of us what to do to get to heaven? If Jesus said that you have to hop on one leg 50 billion times, and then I'll let you into heaven, I'll start jumping. All of us will start jumping. And I'll start counting. Because if Jesus said I can hop on one leg for so many times, that means that getting into heaven is all about me. I am in charge. I set the agenda. I know how many times I want to jump. I know, and I'll start doing the math. And you figure out, well, if I do so many a minute, and then I'll do this and I'll do that, and I don't have to worry about any of you. You're on your own. You better start hopping. But if you don't make it, I'm sorry. You just didn't figure it out. I don't need you, because I'm getting into heaven myself, because I'm counting how many times I'm hopping. That would be nice. I wish Jesus did that. But he does not. We have to be in relationship. And that is difficult. It's a hard thing. Now, I'm not talking, well, obviously the hardship of relationships in our normal life, but now I'd like to kind of focus on the relationship with Jesus. And that is, Jesus says, I want you to be my follower. And in order to do so, then I am going to ask you to sacrifice, just like we do in a relationship, certain things. And we have to sacrifice our own selfish wants and needs sometimes in order to follow Jesus so that we can help others. It's all in what we do to each other. I'm concerned about going to heaven. I'm concerned about my everlasting soul. And Jesus says, rightly so, you should be concerned. And now, today Jesus says, we don't want you to run off. Instead, let us try to be like Peter. Peter said, Master, where are we going to go? We've come to believe that following you is the best route. And you know what? For us, we have to accept that. To accept this relationship with Jesus can change our life, and it will. And it will not only change our life inside of us for the better, it will change our relationship to the world as well. And you know what? That's a pretty good deal.